You are an angel. You have a subtle body of light, not just the physical form. That subtle body can detach. When one has achieved a level of skill and of adherence to the divine will, your subtle form may be called upon to offer help to souls who are in need. Sometimes it will be your physical form that is actually called upon, but at other times it will be your subtle form. And that help may happen whether you are consciously aware of it, depending on the ego defenses that are still there, or not. It can happen even while you're asleep. But it can happen very strongly when you're meditating and you may actually feel someone calling and you can send them help in the form of thought waves, prayers, benevolent wishes. And others may actually see your form and may say, you know, I saw you. Or they may say, I saw you in a dream. Or they may say, I had a vision of you. Or they may say that I was out of body for a moment and I saw you in another dimension. So all of us can play that role. We all have that potential. But it is only actualized when we have dedicated our lives to be helpers of the divine force that wants to bring about the upliftment of the world. And then we will be recruited and employed amongst the angelic orders. Okay? But if we do not purify the subtle form, then what happens is it will remain a wandering spirit, an earthbound spirit. And then you see all the stories of haunted houses and all of that. It's beings whose subtle form did not have the desire for God sufficient to leave this earth plane when the physical form died. And so they may continue here haunting the premises and the people they were attached to in life. And so that's why it's very important that our attachment be to God, so that when we do leave, we enter the realm of angels. And there are different levels of that. And it's like a spectrum of frequencies that are closer to the source. And that's why in the medieval period you would see great texts on angels and archangels and various levels. And of course it gets very complex. We don't need to deal with all of that except to know that the degree of our love and the purity of our love for God will bring us closer to that source and bring us to the capacity to have more power to channel God's power to others, if we wish to be mediums of that source of divine aid and love. And that's open to everyone.